Look at Psalms 146. Look at a specific verse. Look at verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom, notice this, there is no help. No help. Now, I wish that Christians today would believe this verse. Believe this verse. You know, they look at where they get their safety? The American military. Oh, the reason why we have this freedom is because of our military. We should all praise them and get up and be all excited. The Bible says, and man, there's no help. Hey, if God wants us destroyed, I don't care if every single American citizen's in the military, they're not going to save you. They're not going to help you. Well, I'm going to put my help, the police. You know, someone's going to attack me, I'll call the police. Most people aren't trusting that anymore. But that was, there's no help. Usually the police make things worse. They don't necessarily make things better. And hey, I'm not like with BLM. I'm not saying defund the police here. But what I am saying is that if you realize that man is not going to help you, then maybe you'd start realizing there's only one person that can help me. It's God. You know who's not going to help you? Texas. Sorry, I'm going to step on a few toes. Hey, you might think, well, I'm not in California. I'm in Texas. Sorry, there's no help by being in Texas. None. Abbott is not going to save you. Donald Trump is not going to save you. The Republicans are not going to save you. You say, how much is Donald Trump going to help me? None. How much are the Republicans going to help me? None. How much are the legislators, how much are the princes of Texas going to save me, Pastor Shelley? None. Zero. There's no help. Zero. You say, well, then what should I do? Well, don't try to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and live. Be wherever Abram's is. Live with him and be right with God. That's the only person that can deliver you. And you know, a really good place to be, a safe place to be, is in church. That's a place where God can help you. That's a place where God can deliver you. You know, even your company, they're not going to help you. Well, I work for this really great company, so I'm going to be protected against, you know, the economy. Or look, there's no help in man. There's nothing. Don't put any trust in man. Don't put it. Alex Jones isn't going to save you. Q certainly isn't going to save you, okay? Look, don't put confidence or trust in a person. You can only put it in God. And here it is. It's right here. This is the one thing you're supposed to trust in. This is the one thing you're supposed to rely on. Hey, when you start putting God first in your life and you say, you know what's really important to me? Church, the Bible, soul winning, doing the right things. You know what? Then you can actually have some confidence when evil comes against you and know, well, God's going to deliver me. God can protect me. Because I'm with him, I'm dwelling in him. You know, if you're hoping that Texas or that the Constitution or that Greg Abbott is going to help you or going to save you, it's never going to happen.